What did Pope Benedict do for the church's brand?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we'll start with a surprise announcement out of the Vatican this morning that Pope Benedict is resigning later this month. The 85-year-old Pope says he doesn't have the strength to continue his official duties. Now, Pope Benedict took office in 2005 as the Catholic Church was reeling from a sex abuse scandal. So has he been effective in restoring the Church's brand around the world? For answers, let's bring in the BBC's longtime Vatican correspondent, David Willey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what has Pope Benedict done for the Catholic Church's brand around the world?
Well, he's not been a proactive pope in the sense that John Paul was a very proactive pope, taking out the church's message with his worldwide travels. But my feeling has been that this pope has been, as it were, fighting almost a rearguard action on behalf of the church. He's had to face the huge scandal involved in the clerical sexual abuse crisis. He's had other crises as well. There is something of a financial crisis. We've had statements from senior Vatican officials in recent months to say that the Vatican has to cut its expenditure. And of course, running on charity, as it were, there's only certain sources of funding that are open to it.
Now, in the U.S. and in Europe, the church's influence has been waning for a long time, even before Pope Benedict came in to power. So has he done anything to reverse that trend?
I would say not. His reign as Pope has been marked by a series of crises and a series of decisions in which a senior cardinal in the church, once described as timid, yet stubborn.
One more thing, David. You're in a country, Italy, that is at the center of the European debt crisis. The Pope has certainly talked about the debt problems all around the world a few times. Has he had any impact, do you think, on the decisions being made by the policymakers across Europe?
He has tried to emphasize the need for ethical financial systems. But I think when the Pope starts talking about economics, people's eyes glaze over. It's very difficult for him, a theologian, to continue the teaching of his predecessors on economic affairs, which have become extremely complex. I don't think either he or anyone else in the church thinks it's their role to start telling bankers how to behave. Any attempts that he may have intended to try to get a juster distribution of wealth in the world don't seem to me to have had much effect.
The BBC's David Willey in Rome. Thank you, David.
Nice to talk to you.